blank.
It's the Blessed League Podcast, episode 13. We got your usuals. No guest in here today. We got Blake, the Patriots user. We got, Grinch. Grinch, the Patriot user. And we got Little Philly, Cardinals user. What it do?
What's good?
Yeah, man. All right, let's just get right into it. We don't got no time to waste. Who want to go first for the team breakdown?
Go ahead, champ. Got
on it. I always say the best for last, but it's cool, you know. Three-peat. I said what I said.
Hold up. Let me put some air horns on that. Three-peat.
Locked in, ready for the four-peat this year. It's me against the world.
Damn, I need to get my sound game better, dog. I would be playing the Tupac right now. Yeah. Word. It was an impressive season. Shit. I guess I'll go next. Yo, the Packers are back. Yo, we in here. The Packers are back in action. Last year, I don't know. No, the Jalen Hurts era. I don't know what we were doing. That was absolute nonsense. Shit. Now we got Quayshon at the helm. The he's about to go off. He made some throws against Little Philly. We lost the game. But he made some throws that I said, yo, Jalen is never making this. Little Philly knows what I'm saying. He knows what I'm talking about. On top of that, you know, the rest of the team is super stacked. But we drafted the GOAT running back. Only had a second. I fucked up. I gotta break this down real quick.
Somebody did this.
I was looking for a superstar DB, just a corner of safety. I was desperately, I was offering like two first and a one and a two. And in the midst of all the action, I fucked up. I went to Little Z. I traded for Legarius Sneed. And the whole time I'm thinking, yo, this guy's superstar dev. I realized after sending the trade through on console, when he was on my team, and I was like, yo, the words, no, verbatim, that went in my head, is like, yo, I just traded for a normal dev DB, for a star dev DB. It's like, yo. Though I was so, but at least he's goated. He's like, what, 80s, 80-something overall, high 80s, and he's super fast. So I basically had to choose who I was going to use my commish dev on, him or Darnell. I went with Darnell. It's all good. But yeah, and in the midst of that, I sent Little Z like two first and a two and, you know, some other shit. So I fucked that up. But still, with the only second I had, I drafted the GOAT running back. So yeah, that's the Packers right now. We're about to, you know, smack the league and win the Super Bowl.
Heard they're on too.
I ain't even gonna say shit. The fuck you. The sound speaking for me, dog. The little sound bite. Yeah, Blake, you go ahead.
Well, I am finally at the crossroads in which I have to start cleaning some money out the squad. So, I don't know. I think this year is probably about to be a dev year. I got a superstar running back in the fourth round, which I actually got lucky on because I was going to take a different dude, and the Ravens user took him in the pick right before me. Super heat. And then I took this guy. He ends up being the same player, except he a superstar dev. So that's dope. I might feed him. So Kamara's on the block. Pretty much any player with an ability is on the block, but you're going to need multiple firsts for the corner and the DN.
I'm gonna need that.
Other than that, nah, it's like rape for real.
I'm a strap up.
Multiple firsts.
Cards have been in contact with the New England front office.
Oh, yo, I'm saying he said the corners on the block. Hold up, I didn't know that.
Anything with an ability is available. Just know you're getting taxed for the corner in the end. I'm talking super.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All right.
Other than that,
he's saying it's a wasteman season.
Yeah, it might be.
Say it ain't so.
I got a couple quarterbacks that I might try to develop. I don't know. Maybe I'll get lucky and get one next year. Might just sit that down. Play one of these. See what we can do. I can't really trade him because I signed him to a 5-year deal. It'll cost me like.
He's got to be like, what, third or fourth year, no?
Oh, on my squad?
Yeah.
He's got this year and next year left, I believe.
At this point, the penalty can't be too bad.
Nah. It's a 5-year deal. Mine, can't be
too bad.
Like, right now, it's $33 million still.
Interesting. Maybe next year. Because I remember Kenny Clark had a super deal, but this was, I think he had a year left after this.
Did you sign him to a 7-year deal, though?
No.
No?
I didn't. I did either 5 years. No, I think I did 5 years, and it was the first year. Or he already had a deal. Either way. So, yeah. You were saying about the Patriots?
It's the start of the rebuild, I guess. Because we getting crap for cash. All the contracts are starting to catch up.
Factual. It happens. You got to be a GOAT GM. So, yeah.
Well, it's been 5 years.
Hey, man. You know what it is.
You got to do it, son.
Yeah. So, that's that for the only relevant teams in Blessed League. Joking. Let's move on to the new users real quick. We got Zol J on the Washington football team. We got Steele on the Bears. We got Nix. He was here last year, but he didn't have a full season on the Saints. Which of these do you think is going to go off? I thought Nix was going to go off more than he's doing right now. He just played, what's his name this morning? Lucas. Did he win?
I don't know. Smack.
But Lucas cheats, though. He has the best quarterback in the game.
He told me he's been playing, and he's been playing in, like, leagues with a bunch of rules and shit.
Damn. You can't do that. Yeah,
he said he can't play as much as he used to because he had another kid or something.
Oh shit. Congratulations to Nix. But you know who I compare Nix to? To Max. They're both really good, but they haven't been playing Madden. So, yeah. They're both, kind of assy right now, but usually when they play they're good. It's kind of funny that they're both in the same division.
After watching all three play, they all look horrible.
Even Steele, didn't he win? Oh no, he lost. He lost to Steeler Nation.
Philly is gonna call everybody horrible.
Facts. Philly always be slandering.
I don't do that.
You don't call his boys horrible.
That's true. Oh, no. It's the slurping. It's the slurping.
He's cool. That's my boy, though. So after watching him play, it's like Steele is the best one from what I've seen. And he looked not very good.
No, I'm going to cook him up. It's going to be late.
I think the best user... Knicks is in the weak division, so I say he probably gets 7-8 wins. But that's going to be the best new guy.
Ooh, so you got Knicks being the best? I just can't believe it. Word. I also think Knicks is going to be the best. I haven't seen Zoldre play. I'm not going to lie to you.
Beat the dog shit out of him.
Damn. You just hate to hear it. You absolutely hate to hear it. my bad. Yeah. So that's that for the new users. Who wants to start it off? The Super Bowl.
Go last.
So, I don't remember who won. No, I'm joking. I mean,
Little Phillies Cardinals versus Emmys Ravens.
Yeah, it was basically a rematch of season 3. The Ravens versus Little Philly. What was I gonna say? Yeah, Emmy Loki almost didn't make it. He almost got smacked by Little Z. He managed to edge him out in the AFC Championship.
He should have lost to Reggie too.
Yeah, he had a crazy playoff run. He made it back there, and then he had the whole league on his back. Everybody in the league was just waiting for him to win this game, and then he didn't, and then Little Philly won again for the third time in a row. Hold up,
somebody did this.
Somebody definitely did this. And then, so first question, will anybody else ever win the Blessed League Super Bowl?
No. Can't say they will.
Damn. What you think? I don't know, man.
The clock is ticking on Philly here.
Facts. Again, niggas is retiring.
I might have to just boot this nigga.
Oh, shit. Damn.
That would be the best solution for somebody else to win. I'm not gonna lie.
Damn, that's the only way. He said he can't win until we quit. He said the MJ. No, I can't believe it.
It's affecting the competitive balance of the league.
Blake said we're just playing for no reason. We're just playing. We're just making, having fun, making trades, having fun at the draft. But the rest,
we're gonna restrict Philly for administrative duties.
Yeah, facts, bro. Like, he runs the league well, so you might as well keep him there. The rest, I don't know, bro. I really don't know.
Disgusting. Nah, I think he'll slip up one of these times, or he'll sell one to one of his boys. Maybe Luke would come out. Luke would hit the DMs like, hey, bro.
I'll split, I promise.
Luke got five for that.
I just need a blessed bowl.
Only people that I do see beating me, though, maybe even
Quay.
Luke. Not even Quay. Quay can't beat me.
Quay can't do it? Damn.
It's Luke or J Mike. Those are only two that can give me a decent game.
Word. Well,
you should have lost to J Money this past year.
I mean, you guys are banking on a 20-yard touchdown with 6 seconds left. Like, I mean, come on. That's not a gimme.
Bruh, Philly is scheming because that's not what it was. It would have been a 24-second drive with 20 seconds left. If the dude sprints out of bounds.
But he would have had to take end zone shots because he couldn't go out of bounds. Or I wasn't going to let him go out of bounds. And he couldn't go down the middle.
I would have dot, bro. You know J Money dots?
Out of here. I'm going
I mean, you clearly saw the DB grab him and keep him in. I told him to do that before the play. That's coaching. Yeah,
Philly be programming the game weird, bro. Like, I just can't believe it. But yeah, I also think somebody else is gonna win, not Little Philly. It is gonna be me. fuck this question. Damn, is the AFC ass? Are they ever gonna win?
They're just cursed, man.
Cursed?
Don't do this. Don't do this.
Combined
who in the AFC could win a Super Bowl? I just don't
know. Who in the NFC can win a Super Bowl? Philly? Philly? Philly?
Yo, Blake is wilding right now. What?
So, I mean, it's only at this point, it's only two teams in the league, if that's how we're talking. Get that shit out of here. I don't want to hear it.
But I'm saying that
somebody else win the Super Bowl, then you can claim the NFC lit. The NFC ain't lit. Philly and Tennessee lit. Mostly Philly.
And I'm getting good games in the NFC playoffs.
Excuse me, there's good. All the Super Bowls is blocked, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, and? how many NFC games Philly play a year? And how many times he dropped 60 on somebody?
In the playoffs, though? Yo, let's just move on to the next question.
Hold on, we talk about it here. Yeah, let's not go there for you, Steph.
Let's just move on to the next question. Rael acting weird. What else was on the docket? Yeah, so that was Super Bowl. Congratulations to young Philip.
Basically, fuck Lil Philly.
Hopefully the applause drowning that out. But yeah, off season now. Which brings us to this question. It's a good transition. Did J Money build enough to beat Little Philly?
I'm biased.
How so?
I don't think he did.
You don't think he did, you said?
I don't think he can.
Okay, you said he needs 99 players everywhere. Everywhere. That's how you feel. Oh, shit.
And he needs injuries on Arizona.
I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you, Philly's team looks a little less, like, has less firepower this year.
Absolutely. I was playing him. Defense is soft. Bro, we were tossing him around, just throwing him here, there. I was like, yo, why are you guys doing this?
I'm going to say this. On paper, we look worse. But Chandler Jones has not played in three straight Super Bowls. So Cam Jordan retiring is like, man, we've already won three bowls without two edge threat. It's not that serious. Scarborough is two upgrades away from edge threat. And when I get that, it's just we right back to where we were.
How you know you're getting that?
I'm a re-roll.
When you get speed rusher, you can get etched it right away.
How convenient is that?
Yeah.
So you're saying J Money ain't build enough? Y'all are wilding. J Money, all J Money needed was Jordan Love. Hold up.
Wait, I said.
But he didn't miss passes against me. That wasn't, his quarterback wasn't selling.
Bro, you're going to see, bro. If if I don't beat you, J Money will. And then you're going to see, bro.
Who said J Money to beat Luke, though? Or Steeler?
No. Steeler, he almost lost to Steel. We can't count him anymore. It's all up to me. I can count on J Money a little bit, exactly, since he got Jordan Love. But you know what they say, they want something done right. yeah. So, you guys think J Money did build enough?
No, did not.
Sickening. yeah, moving on from that. Blake, you said Puffy is primed for a GOAT season after building this off season. What were his additions?
Puffy added Odell Beckham.
Puffy, the Texans user, for those listening. Yeah. Odell Beckham.
Yeah, he's still a superstar.
Still snapping.
He drafted two rookie running backs that are young. That are probably going to eat some. And he still has Brittingham, who's an X Factor. He got two X Factor linebackers, I believe, from Buddy Deal Millen, Foyasade Olukun.
It's not Buddy Deal, bro. It's just woke GM.
Jalen Smith. I'm just trolling, dog.
No. Jalen Millen is woke GM. That's how that happened.
Jones.
Who?
The Dolphins user.
Byron Jones. He got him from
Right, from Retro. Oh, no. Didn't he get it from Griff? Yeah.
Oh, Griff? Oh, okay. My bad.
Griff, worst GM of all time, but...
Yeah. How do you fuck that up?
As X-Factor corner, along with his two superstar corners, Jackson and Crossing.
I think he has another one, or and then some safety.
And Reed, who's a superstar at safety. And Trey Boston is a superstar. He uses him too.
So, you think Puffy is primed for AFC South championship?
Yeah, I think he's got a good shot, man. He always competes with Red, so. I think he's got a chance. You know, Red's got that super squad, but
Puffy got something.
I think Puffy can compete. He competed last year. His team only got better. But I think he's going to struggle with the Z and Emmy. I don't know if he's
past them. You think he's winning the AFC South, though?
AFC South? I'm not going to say he's going to win.
You slandering?
No, you can't slander the champ. I think Reddy won it every year since his tank season.
Damn.
I gotta give it to Reddy too. All
right, then. All right.
I don't think Puff is missing the playoffs again.
No, he's not missing the playoffs, but I don't think he's winning.
Again, he didn't miss last year.
I know, but he's missed previous years.
Oh, yeah, he missed 1 year. Yeah. Baby Megatron at number one overall.
I missed a couple years because the NFC or the AFC North had three teams in there for the longest time. And then Z and Griff were in there for a few years.
Yeah, but we off that. Baby Megatron at number one overall. I played against him. He's garbage. The only reason he was dotting is because Little Philly cheats. And, you know, he somehow... I didn't realize he was the one scoring every time. I was like... I checked the stats after. I was like, this thing... He's leading the receivers in touchdowns? That was quite sickening. He did it secretly. I didn't even realize.
He had 241... 18 catches, 241, 4 touchdowns. I don't know how secret that is.
I promise you, I did not notice. Because, like, you threw it to him so many times. So, like, I guess all the times I clamped him... is the times I remembered. I remember, like, he caught, like two. I remember two of them. But nah, man. This nigga had 4 for 241.
Yeah. And versus Boz, he had 18, 247, and 3.
Talking about how stupid everyone is.
Yeah.
He trade up. Knowing when I'm telling the whole league, hey, y'all, Philly taking this wide receiver.
But everyone... If I had number one, I wouldn't have picked that dude because I know I'm not going to be able to do that shit. Because, bro, the dude is average, bro. What is he, 92 speed?
He's not average. He's 92 speed, 6'4". He's got, like, 94 jumping, 92 fuck, excel.
Bro. Yeah, 92 speed, 92 excel.
He found 93 out of free agency, bro.
91 agility.
6'4".
He's 6'4".
You keep telling me 6'4", like we're not playing Madden. That don't matter.
Yes, it does.
I'm gonna show you it matters.
Yes, it does. That's why I went and got taller DBs because all my short corners get lost.
I had tall DBs last year, bro. Go look at my DBs this year. Tallness don't matter, bro.
Cicina snaps because he's 6'3". That's why Jair couldn't check him because Jair's a baby and Cicina is 6'3".
I just can't believe what I'm hearing right now. I just can't even.
The taller they are, the longer the strides, the faster. Like 99 speed at 6'5 is different from 99 speed at 5'8.
Nah, bro.
You gotta go watch the videos all over the internet, dog, where they got the players running and the timing.
I'm sick and tired of this. Let's just move on. Did Millen build enough to not be garbage? No, I'm joking. Did he build enough to win the AFC, the NFC South?
Did Millen build anything?
Knicks is winning.
That's what Philly was saying.
Knicks is winning. Really
look at the squad.
You said Knicks is winning the division, so Millen did not build enough.
He built enough to beat Randy.
He got Randy. Quincy though, the quarterback.
He don't play him though. He's trying to trade him though.
Kyrie went up. He went to Star Dev, right?
Yeah.
What is he like? 29 years old. Oh man, what? Your mic cut out.
Oh, he's 26.
Word. So 29.
Oh, he's got the GOAT Puffy, X Factor, and Mecole Hardman, 99 speed.
I mean, his team is all right, but he doesn't have it. So.
Bruh, Millen don't got it, dog. He just don't want to learn. He don't listen. How's he gonna win games if he just tries to throw the ball down the field every single play? No matter how fast his receivers get, that ain't gonna work. Nah. Philly said he thinks Knicks is winning the division. What about you, Blake?
Man, can I just flip a coin?
Sure.
I mean, that's basically, we can just draw a name out of the hat for that division right now.
No.
Randy looked like ass. Max both look like they underperforming, and Millen is Millen. I guess if I had a shot, this is the year. Well, why not? Let's go with Millen. Let's give him this year. How about that? Oh, he named the corner Polo G.
Are you surprised?
No. Not at all. Oh, all he right. traded for a superstar 6'3 corner.
Yeah, he did. He moved back two spots, and Z stole the corner. That was some very shady action. Oh,
he drafted two corners in front of him.
After he
you're telling him he wasn't going to draft a corner?
That's funny as fuck. Hold up. yeah, so Millen is finessing Z. Let's end it off with this. The Bless Fantasy run, or the Bless Fantasy test run that we did in the playoffs, was quite successful. We had two winners because we ran 2 weeks. my bad. The first week was won by Ice Water Guy, Little Z, Chiefs user. He went with Little Philly. People didn't want to go with Little Philly because he was quite expensive. 5 stars, or I don't remember how we did it. It was three stars, or
first week was 5.
Word. So yeah, 5-star. A lot of people shied away from it. Little Z did not.
Gotta go with the goat.
What else propelled him to victory?
Randy's receivers in a blowout loss actually put up, I think, the second most for the week.
So a nice pick right there with the Randy at receivers. He went with the classic BTG at running back. I think we're going to see this a lot. Chloro at defense. I don't know what he did. He had a tight game with Puff. And then headshots at special teams. Or did he kick a couple field goals? I guess nobody remembers.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure you guys.
Word. The other week was won by Too Savage. Our Panthers user. He was carried by Steeler Nation's receivers. Was it against you, Philly?
No. Bryce Luke?
I was about to say you got dotted up. but no. Okay, so he dotted up Lucas. And then he went with Reggie's running back. That's also bound to be a popular pick if Reggie keeps playing the way he plays. 61 points for the receivers and then 41 points on the running backs. Pretty much carried him. So yeah, those were the two winners of both weeks. And yeah, I guess I can break down the way we're going to do it in season. There's going to be only 4 weeks we're going to do it for the first season. It's going to be, there's two options for lineups to submit. You can either submit a $5 lineup and have a chance to win money. Basically, the way we break it down is going to be, first prize is going to get, do I break it down right here? Or do I just,
yeah,
word? First place is going to be 50% of the total prize. Second place is going to be, what do we say, 40%. And then third place is only getting $5. Then we're sending, so it's basically getting your money back. And then the league gets 10% of the total pot. And then with that, so whoever submits the money lineups, what was it? I barely remember it. Did you guys write it down?
First place, everyone gets an attribute for each week.
Word.
You have to split it. You can't use all four on the same attribute on the same person.
That's if you play each week, like the whole season.
Yeah.
So yeah, so each time you play, right? Each time you submit a $5 lineup, you get one attribute, you get one ability switch, and you get one trait upgrade that is not a development trait. That's each time, each week. So if you play the whole thing, you'll get four attributes, but you can't put all four on one player. You have to split it between at least two dudes. And if you play for the free lineups, what do we say?
First place is an attribute. Right. Second place is a trait and an attribute. Or no, a trait. What was it? A trait
and an ability switch.
Oh, trait and ability.
Third place is either or. Ability switch or a trait. And yeah, so that's the fantasy, the Blessed Fantasy, how we're going to run it season one. Hopefully it goes smoothly, no turmoil. There for sure is going to be. But, you know, we're used to it, we will handle it. And so that's pretty much it. Do you guys have anything we didn't touch on?
I think we're good.
Word. So, this is the end of the Blessed League podcast, episode 13. You know, we got your host, Blake, or Grinch, the Patriots user, and Little Philly, the Cardinals user, and yours truly, SmokeBlackMan45, the Packers user. And thank you for listening.